Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 6, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. BancoPel partners with Temenos. Mexico-based BancoPel, part of Grupo Coppel, has announced a partnership with cloud banking platform Temenos to modernize its core banking services. MyShub Life augments access to credit for Payworld's merchants. India-based embedded finance platform MyShub Life has partnered with fintech Payworld to provide the latter's retailers with easy access to credit. PSG-backed Billwork Group welcomes Plenigo. Germany-based SaaS provider Plenigo has joined Billwork Plus, which is a provider of subscription management and recurring billing software solutions. Finmont partners with Just to automate chargeback disputes. Global payment orchestration platform Finmont has partnered with Israel-based chargeback mitigation provider Just to automate chargeback disputes. Meta Platforms partners with NS Knox. Meta Platforms has selected US-based NS Knox to provide global vendor account validation and B2B payments fraud protection. MasterCard fights real-time payment scams with AI. MasterCard has announced that it is leveraging AI capabilities to fight real-time payment scams with its consumer fraud risk solution, now live in the UK. Lab Group integrates with DocuSign. Australia-based RegTech Lab Group has delivered a new integration with DocuSign to augment digital client management for members of the Lab network. GMC and Digidentity partner to extend identity verification to UK doctors. The General Medical Council, GMC, has partnered with Netherlands-based identity platform Digidentity to offer an identity verification solution for UK doctors. DPixel invests in 4 international startups. Italy-based Sella Group venture incubator DPixel has selected 4 startups for the Metaverse 4 Finance Incubation Program. UK Finance Box at proposed 20,000 upper limit for future Britcoin. UK Finance, the collective voice for the UK banking and finance industry, has clashed with the Bank of England on the proposed 10,000 to 20,000 ceiling on individual holdings in a future central bank digital currency, arguing that such a limit could result in a run on bank deposits. MasterCard AI tool helps UK banks take on real-time payment scams. MasterCard is tapping into its AI capabilities to help a host of UK banks predict and prevent real-time payment scams. DBS launches merchant payment system for Chinese CBDC. Singapore's DBS has implemented a payments collection and settlement service for Chinese merchants that handles transaction in the country's retail central bank digital currency, eCiNi. Mach Alliance expands into fintech with PayPal as first member. Mach Alliance, the group of independent tech companies dedicated to advocating for open, best-of-breed technology ecosystems, announced today that PayPal has become the first company to join its new supporter membership category. PSR seeks views on recent changes to fees charged by card schemes. The payment systems regulator, PSR, has published its third working paper as part of its card scheme and processing fees market review. Total Processing integrates A2A payments with Token. Leading A2A payment infrastructure provider, Token.io, an award-winning payment processor, Total Processing, have teamed up to offer account-to-account, A2A, payments to European customers. SumUp appoints Anna Kuriakos as CPO. Global FinTech SumUp has today announced the appointment of Anna Kuriakos as Chief Product Officer. DeVito unveils embedded retail finance platform. Checkout finance provider, DeVito, has announced the upgrade of its UK Direct to Merchant platform to now give merchants easy access to retail finance across Europe. Form 3 to provide direct access to UK faster payment scheme and BACS for SumUp. SumUp, the financial partner for over 4 million businesses worldwide, has selected Form 3, the cloud-native account-to-account payments platform, to provide direct access into the UK Faster Payments Scheme, FPS, and BACS scheme to further enhance its business account offering for UK customers. UK Finance calls on government to help digitize UK capital markets. UK Finance today releases a new report which sets out three key missions to accelerate the digital transformation of the UK's capital markets. JANA selects Rhymes as strategic technology partner. Rhymes is pleased to announce that JANA, the Australian-based asset management consultancy firm, has selected the Rhymes Matrix solution as a critical component of their five-year digital transformation program. How banks and financial services can approach ChatGPT and generative AI. In his latest annual shareholder letter, JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon sounds more like the founder of a fintech startup, and not one of the world's largest banks whose roots go back to 1799. Total processing partners with Token.io for A2A payments. Payment processor Total Processing has announced a partnership with A2A payment infrastructure provider Token.io to offer open banking-enabled payments to European customers. NatWest partners with Purse and Absolar for an eco-friendly initiative. UK-based bank NatWest has partnered with Purse and Absolar to help businesses minimize their energy use and carbon footprint. FIST to sell WorldPay majority stake to GTCR for US$18.50 BLN. FinTech FIS has signed a definitive agreement to sell a majority stake in its WorldPay merchant solutions business to private equity fund managed by GTCR. Adyen's Data Connect for marketing enriches payment data for businesses. Netherlands-based FinTech Adyen has launched Data Connect for marketing, a product enabling omni-channel retailers to use payment data to improve marketing initiatives. SumUp partners with Form 3 to boost growth in the UK. FinTech SumUp has selected A2A payment platform Form 3 to provide direct access into the UK Faster Payments Scheme, FPS, and BACS scheme. Alipay and Southeast Asia countries extend their partnership. China-based Alipay has extended its partnership with Southeast Asia countries, following a rise in Chinese tourist spending on the platform. FIS agrees sale of majority stake in WorldPay at $18.5 billion valuation. FIS has agreed to sell 45% of its WorldPay merchant solutions business to private equity funds managed by GTCR in a transaction valuing the unit at $18.5 billion. Millennials relying on BNPL to pay for everyday essentials. Millennials are the generation most likely to be using Buy Now Pay Later, BNPL, services to pay for household bills and essentials such as groceries, according to research conducted by financial comparison site Money Expert. Merchant Links Services acquires National Credit Card Processing Group. Merchant Links Services, a top 50 merchant acquirer, is pleased to announce their acquisition of National Credit Card Processing Group, NCCP, as part of the company's strategic expansion. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.